All right. We're on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Shlosher Sha'ochel Ka'achas. So that's about 2, 4, 6, about seven, the seventh line down on the right. Now, just one second before I begin, I just want to speak out a halacha. Yesterday, we were talking about sleeping underneath the space of the side of the sukkah. So remember, it says, Himmel Tvachim of Avir, possible sukkah. That's, by the way, it didn't. Hi, Tzvi, Mazel Tov. That's, by the way, a halacha, both Minatzan and Be'emtzan. Be'emtzan, Sukkah, Gimel Tvachim of Avir, possible as well. Anyway, so it says in the Gemara that we're going to learn out from Tit Hanoruk, from Mikvah, that we learn out from there, that just like you, even though the Tit Hanoruk is much of the Mikvah, nonetheless, you can't be tovel in it. You're supposed to only be tovel in the water. In the same way, the Yerushalmi said that 2.5 tefachim on the side, even though it's kosher, because that's the din of lovet, it's still considered kosher, right? It's like it's connected to the wall. Nonetheless, ein yishenim tachtov. So somebody wanted to know the halacha. I looked it up, and I just want to quote you the din. It's in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis. Halacha. I think it's halacha. Hold on a second. Should be halacha base. Just one second. Avir, yeah, halacha base. Avir. Bain Bigdola Bain Bigtana Shovim, the Bain Ban Sabay Minatsad, Shlosha Tvachim Sula, Pachas Mishalisha Kishera, Umitstar Flahashlam Hasoko, the Ain Yashanim Taktov. It says Beferish, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. And the Ramah adds, the Davka Shahilach Abdei Kol HaSuk, means the space is going along the entire length of the Suk. Oshayesh Bokadei Lama, Bogresh Rubo, Bava Blavhoch, in other words, it has to be a significant amount that your whole body is underneath it. But if there's just a few spaces, of course, Balav Hakim, there's the covering throughout the sukkah. That's not obviously not absurd. But if there's this clear, wide open space, you cannot sleep exactly like the Yerushalmi said. Look. So I just wanted to mention that to you guys. Okay, let's go on. Three people ate together. Uvike Shachar Mehem Lelech Loi. One of them wants to go. One of them wants to leave, right? Deves Rav Amri. So the Mishnah of Rav said the following: Yivarech bracha rishona v'yelecho. He should make the bracha rishona and leave. Now, what exactly does this mean? What is the case here? So there's different ways of bringing this down, but. Let's just take a look at the Haredim here. That's not the one. Maybe I'll do the English. It'll be better. It'll be easier. Number 8. Okay, so all three finished the meal, and one of the three is unable to remain for the entire Birchas Hamazon. So they're all going to bench now. Okay. Okay, one more time. So we have three people ate together. One of them, and they're all going to bench now, but one of them has some personal business, whatever it is. He can't stay for the whole bench. So he's going to listen to the first bracha. We're going to define what that is in a second. And then he's going to leave. And he's going to come back and presumably finish the rest of the benching later. I believe that's what's going on here. One of the three is unable to remain the entire breakfast of Mazen. He'll return later to do the rest. Or in fact, the other two have not yet completed their meal. Although the Gemara says two people don't have to stop for one, but if they wanted to go for the Mishnah of Sadum, they could stop for the one. So again, so they could stop. So now he's going to go ahead and he's going to do Zimun with the other two. And then he's going to, so how long, the question would be, how long do they have to stop eating? They're going to listen to him. So how long do they stop eating? That's another way of learning it. Okay. Now, so let's see here. What does it say?
It's not like they collectively finishing. It's the fact that they collectively starting
It's yeah. What we're talking about here is how, just at a high level, this question here is defining how long is Zimun? What's the minimal share of Zimun that after which you were Yotze, your din Zimun? So either it could be Nagea eating. So, you know, you stop to listen to someone else bench. No, we have our minhag, of course, is to wait till Hazan is not called, but that's halacha lemaisa. But, you know, that's really what the Yerushalmi might be asking here. Or it could be something more fundamental, which is I'm going to say the first bracha until Hazan is not called, and then I'm going to go do something else. Then I'm going to come back and finish the rest of the bench. For some reason, that won't be a hefsek for whatever reason. I'm not getting into that detail. Okay, so he's Uhu Bracha Rishana. What's the Bracha Rishana that he's supposed to stay? So we have a machlokas. The base Rav Amri Izu Brechas Ham Zimun. That's just saying the Bracha Ham Rishol, Bracha Ham Rishol Feinu. That's the first book. And Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Yirmiya Azu Azan Sakol. You have to stay, you wait until Azan Sakol. Rav Chalabo Bracha Ham Rishem Rav Azu Azan Sakol. He also said the same. So Hasar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said the following. Hamasisa Pliga. There's a brisa that argues Shnayim Shlosha Chayom Brachas Hazimun. So this is a famous rule like this. I mentioned this rule once upon a time, a long time ago. I don't know if you remember. The rule is like this: two or three people can have Zimun. So what it means is that you have the three of us have eaten the meal together. Each one of us know an individual bracha from Brachas Hamazon Baal Peh. I don't know the second bracha and third bracha. You know the second bracha. You know the third bracha. I know the first bracha. So I can go ahead and we might see you two with Hazan as a call. Then you'll say no to Lacha. We might see us with Al Haratz Al Mazum. You'll say the third bracha. You'll say up until Bani Racha Yerushalayim Amen. The three of us can do Zimun together. But if it's four, that means if two of us, Sammy and I know the first half of the first bracha. Sammy knows the second half of the first bracha. Can't do that. You can't be Yotze half a bracha with Kriya and half a bracha with Shmiya. That's the way to remember it. You can't cut a bracha in half. It's a whole, the whole bracha has to be read. So that's what it says. There's a brisa that says this statement. Shnayim shlosha mezamnim, arba e mezamnim. That's what it means. Okay?
Well, so I mean, now mention the fourth bracha, though.
What's that?
Talk about the fourth bracha.
We haven't said anything about any fourth bracha. We talked about people. Two or three people can be mezamein. Four people cannot be mezamein. We didn't mention anything about the fourth bracha. That's going to be the basis of the question in just a second. You'll hear the question. That's what he's asking. What Sheshes is asking. Ha arbalo. But four people cannot be mezamein together. In Tamer Brachas Zimun Rishoina, but if you hold Brachas Hazim, that first bracha, when you say for that you have to wait the first bracha, that it means up until Barasha Chalamishnov Fayinu, so then you have Nesni Arba, and then you have four brachas. You can have the first guy knows till Barasha Chalamishnov Fayinu, the second guy knows till Hazan Zakol, and so on. You could have four people doing Zimun. That's his kasha. Make sense? Everybody got the kasha? Okay. So the answer is Ashkafan Tanai Arba. There is a Tana. There's a Brisa. Basically, what he's saying, there is a Brisa, although this Brisa that he quoted says Arba Ein Mezamnim, there was another Brisa they found that says Arba Ar Mezamnim. So we hold like that other Brisa. If you hold that the first bracha is Barasha Chalom Mishnah Tochayinu, then we'll hold like that other brisa that says four people kataka say we mezamin together. So now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, which is, if that's the case, in Tamer Hazan Sakol, kasha, if you're going to say that you only get up until the end of the first bracha, then you're going to have shrer this brisa. How is this brisa going to work out? How do you ever have four people saying zimun? So even though we just quoted a brisa that says, but there's another brisa. The Gemara doesn't, I'm not sure I understand why the Gemara feels that this brisa that they discovered is all of a sudden shver, according to the first Mandi Yomar, but it was good enough to answer the other Mandi Yomar by saying we have this other brisa. But the other guy has to somehow come up with some answer for this other brisa. I couldn't figure out that what the pshat in that is. Anyway, the Gemara says, "In Tamer Zuha Tova Meitiv," and if you're going to tell me that the fourth bracha is the Hatova Meitiv bracha, well, less at the offer, you can't say that. Shanyi, that's different. Shanyi, now we're up to Ayin Beis on Beis. It goes very fast, this page. Damar of Huna, Mishanit Nuharigim Beis Lakvura, Nikma Hatova Meitiv. The bracha of Hatova Meitiv was after the Harugim Beis are. Were after you know a certain amount of time, how many years was it? After the passage of years, it doesn't say how many years. So another emperor came and granted permission for them to bury the dead, and they had not decomposed, and they got kfura. They did not decay. So it's hatov hametiv hatov shalom nisrachu hametiv shenitnu lekvura. So this was obviously a Darabonan type thing. So you can't count that as the fourth bracha. That's the point. The point is you can't say that the fourth bracha is Hatova Meitiv. So what are you going to do with this brisa that says that it's possible to have four people being mezamen? It is a bracha, but apparently you wouldn't have considered it to be included in the brisa. Yes. Yep. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna Tiftar Rabbi Yishmael." So the Gemara finds another Tana, Rabbi Yishmael, who holds not like this brisa. Rabbi Yishmael holds the fourth bracha is d'oraisa. He's going to quote a bunch of psukim now in a second. I'm going to read it in just a second. I just want to pause for 1 second here. It's interesting. We said we were just doing the sugya of Hatov HaMeitiv just a couple days ago. Hatova Meitiv. And then Mr. Brewer says, Mr. Brewer writes this real musardic thing over there. He says, Kosu HaSvarim. You know, when the Mr. Brewer says, Kosu HaSvarim, you got to start sittering already. So the footnote, it says, Abinu Bachaya. Anyway, so he found HaSvarim. Why would Masakin a Brachim, Hatova Meitiv on wine? What if I have one challah and then you bring out another challah? Giant challah that's even better than the first challah. Hatova Meitiv, for me, that's a bigger simcha than having another bottle of wine. You know, I would love to say Hatova Meitiv on another challah. So, you know, like first you bring out a plain bagel, then you bring out an everything bagel. I'm a Hatova Meitiv, right? Okay. So the reason why Mishnah Berurah writes is because Hatova Meitiv will remind us of the bracha of this, what we just said, Hatov HaMeitiv, that's what the Gemara calls the fourth bracha, right? And why were they Masakin Hatov HaMeitiv in benching? Because of Haruge Besar. Haruge Besar will remind us of the Yom HaMisa. And by so doing, we won't come from drinking too much wine, come to lose ourselves with Hoylulus. So that's why we did Hatov HaMeitiv. I'm just like, you gotta be kidding. I mean, he took a bracha, which is mole simcha, and just made it into mimazka gemamisa. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I was very disappointed with this pshat. Other mafarshim say, oh, they're pshatim because you make shiro with yayin. I mean, things which are frailah for pshatim. I didn't like it. But I had to say it because we just said it. Anyway, so Rabbi Shmuel says, hatoy v'hametiv v'hatoyro. It's minatar d'ksiv. Pasuk says, "V'achrotav v'achrotav v'irachto zubriches hazimun." As Hashem alokecha zu hazon, that's our call, right? Alard zubriches haaretz and hatova zubriches bonei Yerushalayim. Again, you notice whenever Chazal quote the bracha, they always say bonei Yerushalayim. They never say bonei v'irachto of Yerushalayim. It never says that in the Gemara ever. Bavli or Yerushalayim. So it's very interesting. So you know. There's a machloek is exactly what it is. Machloek is becoming a more, but anyway. Chayin hu oimer ha-hor ha-tov ha-sev ha-hol va-non. Okay. So just like that. In other words, that's what tov is. Tov is the bracha b'nei Yerushalayim. Asher nasan loach ze ha-tov ha-meitiv. So you see Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is it's d'oraisa. So mainly you have four brachas, and you therefore can have four zimuns. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go off on another tangent. Because of a Torah, bracha lefanel, let's just be marked before this, we start reading this Gemara. We know, we've mentioned this many times, the Chalikas, the Ramban, and the Rambam, whether brachas hatara is min hatara or not. Ramban famously says that the Rambam forgot to count brachas hatara as one of the Targum Mitzvahs. And he counts, He counts Brechas HaTorah as one of the Tayyak. So now, you got to keep that in mind when we read this Gemara. This Gemara, I'll let you tell me which Shita this Gemara supports. The Rambam who holds the Rabbanan, or the Ramban who holds the Raisa. I want to hear from you on this, okay? Very good. Kasim HaTorah Baruch Lefanel. It says, regarding learning Torah, it says, it is written, Kasuv, Brachel for now. The end cost of the Torah brachel acharel. There's nothing in the Torah about a blessing afterwards. Mike Simbola for now. What does it say about before? It says, Kishem Hashem Ekor Hovogodol Elokim. When I call out Hashem's name, so then give Godel, which is, greatness means to say Brachel Torah. Why is Kishem Hashem Ekor referring to learning? Everybody knows the reason for that. How's Kishem Hashem Ekra a reference to Limud HaTorah? Kol HaTorah Kula Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in the Hakdama to his Perush HaChumash says that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem Hashem Ekra HaPogodol Elokeinu. Okay, same thing, Mishnah Avos. Remember it says that Minayin, even though one person sitting and learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevel Ishar Shenemar, Tiksev. Anywhere I will mention my name, right? My name, Shmi. That's referring again to Talmud Torah. Okay. Ksiba Mazon, Bracha La'acharav. It says by food, it says Bracha afterwards. Thanks, Silofanav. There's no pasuk about making Hamotzi. Ma'ksiv La'acharav says Rechavos Auto Verach. Everybody knows that pasuk. How do you know that you're supposed to make the bracha lefaneha by mazon and laachareha by Torah? How do you know? So the Gemara says, "Rav Shmuel bar Achmeni b'shem Rabbi Yonasan is Asya." It's the way he has it here. It has Shem Sham Gzeir Shav. Now he has a couple different sukkim over here. I prefer Chaim Knievsky's pshat and the pshat of the Pnei Moshe. It's much easier because those sukkim that they quote the Gzer Shava is Ksiv Hacha and Tei Moshe. Asya Shem Shem Gzer Shava Ksiv Hacha Kishem Hashem Ekra Uksiv Hasam Ubirachta Es Hashem Lokech. So it's the Shem where we're learning the Yud Kei Vav Kei. In both places, it says Hashem's name. So the other shot over here they have a completely different shot over here. If you take a look at the Charedim, for example, he quotes a pasuk, "V'chatal of Hashem l'shaken shmo shom ma'aser d'goncha." So that's why it's shom and shame. So the learning, it's yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'masiris type issue. Whether you can learn out shame shem because it's spelled the same. Okay, but what does that pasuk have to do with anything? Anyway, let's keep going. So Reb Chaim Knievsky also learns like the Tei Moshe over here. Very good. So that's the Gzeir Shava. Ma Shem Shenamar B'Tar Baruch Lefanav. Avshem Shenamar B'Mazon Baruch Lefanav. Ma Shem Shenamar Baruch Mazon La'Acharav. Avshem Shenamar B'Tar La'Acharav. So we have Bracha after Torah. Now obviously, after Torah is what? But Bracha after Torah, we don't make Brachas after Torah. Or do we? We do, right? After we get an aliyah. So the Gemara, it seems that the Gemara is talking about Brachas HaTorah from laning. Hashanah Salon Taras Emes. That's what we're seeing to be learning from here. So we're not talking about an individual's Brachas HaTorah. Okay, so all the whatever rayas you're going to bring to Brachas HaTorah, if we're talking about the Brachas HaTorah of the Tzibur, Mehechetesi, maybe Brachas HaTorah of the Tzibur is their rayas, so maybe the Rambam would agree. Maybe what? No. No one's going to suggest that you make a bracha al acharecha by Torah. There was never a Masorah for such a thing.
What
did
it accomplish the seed word that it wouldn't?
So the question is, to those who are on the line, that Shamsi's asking is, what is the bracha achareha by Torah? By Torah accomplishing for the tzibur that is not present for when you're learning as an individual? Anybody want to try to answer that question? I think it's obvious, because brachas tzibur in learning the Torah but tzibur, it's a series of olim, and the original minhag was the first person said the brachas haTorah lefaneha. He called up seven olim, and then the last person said the bracha achareha. So it was a chasima. It was a series of people who encapsulated the whole kriya with a bracha lefaneha and a bracha achareha. So it accomplished something. It makes it one unit. Mashenkin, a person who's individually learning, his learning is learning and learning and learning. There's no end to it. In fact, you have to ask yourself, why do you make two brachas haTorah from one day to the next? You know, like, what's going on? Right, so okay. Yeah. We're gonna say it in a second over here as well. Yeah, the Gemara says, Gemara's gonna say you're in Bavli, it's gonna quote what they quote in Bavli in a second. Ad Kedon Rabbi Akiva. So these Limudim are according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have a little bit a different derivation. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, we have Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Shmuel, Kalvachimer, which is more like the Bavli, right? Ma emasun she'in ton brachal afanav, ton brachal acharav, right? Ma doch, if brachas hamazon doesn't require bracha beforehand, but it requires a bracha afterwards. So Torah, which requires a bracha beforehand, surely requires a bracha afterwards, right? Torah shehitun bracha lefanel, eno din shetei tun bracha lacharel. Ad kedon Torah, so that's Torah. Mozan ma, what's going to be the rule by food? So the same thing. Torah sheino tun bracha lacharel, tun bracha lefanel doesn't require a bracha afterwards, but requires beforehand. So mozan shetan bracha lacharel, eno din shetan bracha lefanel. So surely you should have to make a bracha beforehand. So I think it is. We had that before. That we had that it's mi'ila, right? So what are we asking? We're asking what? You're asking what? That was a different lima. The lima that you have to make a bracha beforehand because otherwise it's mi'ila is a different lima than this one. I think this one is specifically for lechem, right? Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Nosson, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Ki Hu Yivarach Hazevach Achreichin Yochlo Hakun. So this is a pasuk by Shmuel, I think. 15. Yeah, Shmuel. Yeah. So that's when Shaul was looking for Shmuel. They lost the donkeys, and they met some people, maidens, and they wanted to know where's the Navi. They said that there's a communal feast and they're gonna wait, Shlomim are gonna be brought, they're gonna wait for the Navi to come to the Shlomim, and they won't start to eat until he gets there, and he will make a bracha, the Navi will make the bracha, Uyivarech Hazevach. Then they'll eat. So you see that you have to make a bracha before you eat. That's going to be. He says that the brackets in 15, he says it understands the verse to be referring to the blessing before food, which it says in Targum Nesachim over there. But Rashi explains it's referring to the bracha before eating the meat of the offering. So he says, you have to figure out how do you arrive in this pasuk, which is talking about making a bracha over a mitzvah, to requiring a bracha over food. It's like two different things completely. It's not very clear. Anyway, this is a little shver. This limud from Shmuel, it requires a little iyun. Reb Nosson Oimer, Vavantem as a Shem Lokechem, will be rachas lach b'chav es mimecho. A Mosai who kori lach b'chav es mimecho. Hashem's going to bless your bread and your water. So when is it yours? It's calling it yours. When did it become yours? It can only become yours if you make a bracha. Before you make the bracha, it's Hashem's. So if Hashem's calling it lach b'chav, it must be that you made a bracha. That's a funny kind of leader. Ashlo chalta if you didn't eat it. Okay. Rabbi Yomer, my Mishar Shalcha v'Savot Shalcha Varech, Kalachayim are simple. If when you are satisfied, you have to make a bracha, so Kishro Shutai v'lach ala kol shekin. So when you're satisfied and full, surely you have to make a bracha. Right? So when you're hungry, if when you're satisfied, you have to make a bracha. So surely when you're hungry and you really have a time to eat it, surely you have to be thankful. So let's see. The Gemara ends up saying, right? So far we talked about food. Torah ma, what's going to be? So we're on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, 73a. The mazon train, alachaya shah, ton bracha ofanav, ulacharav. So Torah shehi, we proved that food, you have to make a bracha before and after. Torah shehi chayi ad. Torah is forever. Allah kol shekein, so surely you have to make a bracha. So that's basically it. So which one do you think? Do we have any rayas to the Rambam or the Ramban? What do you think? You've been through this Gemara now. You think we have proof that this is... What, is there a Raisa? Is there a Bona? What do you think?
It's not a burden, but